You picked a good morning to tune in because you're going to get to hear about a remarkable program that we have not featured in the past, and we're going to talk with five women today about the program. And we're going to start with Isis Chatman, and we're talking about the organization known as Ruth's Way, and you can learn more about Ruth's Way by going to ruthsway.org. Isis, hello. Thanks for being here today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So tell me first a little bit about yourself. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I am from Pittsburgh. I originally grew up in the Homewood area, I'm 42 years old, and the program has actually been in existence since about 2005.
And that's great that you've been doing this for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about why you saw a need for the program, mm-hmm. and what you do.
Well, I saw a need for the program because basically I had a very rocky journey as a child. My childhood entailed a lot of difficult journeys, as I said, and you guys can read more about that. If I started talking about those, we'd be here for 3 days. So you guys can look about my journey on the website, www.ruthsway.org. But as a youth, I had to go through a lot of different things, a lot of different trials, a lot of different tribulations. But at the end of the day, I surpassed all of them, and I saw a need for the program so that I could help other young ladies walk through these processes so that they could realize, regardless of your past or your current situation, you can still achieve a successful future. You know, as young women, even as older women, we all have different details of our life that aren't so easy. And there's not a book on life on how to get through these things. And particularly as young women, I'm not saying that we have more problems than young men, but we have a different process. And we need just a little bit of guidance to help us through these processes. And that's the purpose that Ruth's Way serves. We're actually an achievement consulting agency for young girls.
That's a really articulate way of putting it, because I've learned in a lot of work I do and that SLB does with youth, there are different issues with girls. Mm-hmm. Even though we talk about gender equity and opportunities, there are different developmental issues. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think most folks who work with kids know, but that may surprise you if you don't, is generally, at least in my opinion, bullying can be a lot harder with girls than mm-hmm. it is with boys. And that's very counterintuitive. I see some nodding heads.
Girls can be pretty mean.
Yeah. And depending on the group you're in, that's one thing to cope with. But there are a lot of other issues to cope with, too. So how do you carry out your services?
Well, we actually will come into your home. We will come to the school. We will go to wherever we need to meet you where you're at. We like to make things as convenient as possible because, I mean, you're coming in the program because you already have things that are going on. So we like to make things as easy as possible for us to be able to walk you through your process.
Well, that's terrific. Now, here today, we've got two women who are in their early 20s, and then we have two high school students. Have they been paired as mentor-mentee? Is that the approach you use?
Actually, the older girls, they have been in the program for a while, and we did have an age restriction, ages 13 to 21. You'll notice on all of our literature and the website, it says ages 13 to 21. But our older girls have, we have noticed different issues. When you're in the perimeter of ages 13 to 21, there are, you know, specific things that you're going through. But as an older young adult, there's still a little bit of guidance that we still need to address. So that's why the other two girls are still in the program.
I see. Well, why don't we talk with each of them first? And Amisha, why don't we start with you? I'll let you first introduce yourself however you care to. And if you have any shout outs to anybody who might be listening now or who might listen later on demand online, feel free to pass those along too.
Hi, I'm Amisha. Good morning, everyone. I started the program not too long ago. And Isis, who is actually my aunt, I call her Aunt Isis, kind of got me into it. And it was really just based on my goals. I was very focused, but she helped me be more focused and setting goals for me each month. And at the end of the month, we would meet and we would talk if I achieved the goal and what was like my hold back from, held me back from the goal. And we would go in and I would figure out how I can go back and achieve this goal that I wanted so much. And right now my main focus is really just finishing school. Like I love to teach. I'm a cosmetologist, and so I'm going to school to be a teacher for cosmetology. And so that's my journey right now. It's just how can I stay focused and getting to the path where I want to be.
Now, as long as you're comfortable in doing so, can you give an example of a monthly goal that Isis was able to help you achieve?
Yes. For instance, I kept holding school back. Like when I first went to beauty school, I did not pass my board test. And it took me about 4 months to actually get the courage to take my board, to actually get my cosmetology license. So that was the my first actual step, going to go and having the courage to retake my boards. And I passed it with flying colors. The only reason why I failed the first time is I actually ran out of time on taking my test. The test is about 150 questions, and I only got to 120 questions. So that was like, it was not knowing the knowledge. I was just scared. And it's scary taking a test to determine whether you get to your license or not. So, and it was just, how do I study? And there was so many options for me. I could have went back to school and take classes to study, but I was scared to go back to school because I didn't want nobody to know that I failed. So it was basically just getting back my courage and showing me other options.
Well, that's really a great story. Thank you for sharing that, because you probably have given other people courage that may have had trouble the first time around. And it must be really cool to have somebody that you can check in with on a regular basis to just sort of, it's kind of like you're being monitored in a loving way, right?
Yes.
And do you find yourself sort of motivated by these check-ins?
I do actually. And if anything updates, like I'm excited about, I call, she's the first person I call. Like, this has happened. Like, this is really great. So, and I really like the program includes our religion, you know, Christianity. So it really helps, because I'm not, like, sometimes I can really stray away, and she gets my focus back on track and bringing that religion back into me.
Terrific. Let's turn over, and we'll talk some more, Amisha, too, but let's turn to Jasmine, who is also 23, I think, right?
Yes.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jasmine, and it's pretty much all I have.
Well, that's okay. Can you tell me where you are in life, or what some of your broad goals are now?
Well, my goals to success has been honestly focusing. I'm real good at making goals, but I have always made goals and just be like, oh, they're there. I'll get back to it. So with Ruth Way, she's been helping me keep to my goals and making sure that I accomplish them. She gives me a little bit more tough love because I need it. I need to be like, I need that person just there. Like, hey, this is your goal. You need to do it. So that's pretty much. It's been helping me in my journey with wanting to become a medical assistant. So I've been working on going back to school and getting everything together. So. And my driver's license, so.
Do you have a learner's permit now?
I have a permit now.
Congratulations.
Yes. So.
It can be tough to focus on things to get to where you want to do. And everybody, I think, masters that at a different age. It's not an easy thing to do. Do you think you're getting better?
Yeah, I'm getting better. I'm now a young mother, so I also have no choice but to get my life together because there's like little eyes watching me. So
so you've got ISIS on one side and you
and the little eyes on the other and, keeping me focused.
what's your baby's first name?
His name is Evan.
But how old?
2.
Oh, so you definitely have eyes looking at
he
you.
He copies everything that is done.
Now, you mentioned a medical technologist. What interested you in pursuing that?
Medical assistance. Well, I've always had the heart to help people. It's just something I do. So it was either art or medical assistant, but art in Pittsburgh is very tough because, like, financially, I couldn't do it. I had a dependent, so medical assistant was, like, my next option.
You seem like a really caring person, so I think you'll be good at that, helping other people. Let's say hello. Why don't we talk with Brianna next? And let me get a microphone here ready for her. Hello.
Hello.
I saw a big sigh of relief on Charlay's face. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I go to middle school and
are you at Penn Hills?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
And do you want to say hello to anybody? I know there's family members here today.
I want to say hi to my mom and my dad and my little brother and my brothers and my little sister.
Excellent. What are your brothers' names?
I have a brother named Cody, and I have a brother named Marcus, and I have an older one, but he's not here, and his name's Chris. And I have a little sister, and her name's Kiera, and I have another one, and she's bigger, and her name is Justice. And my parents are Connie and Brian.
How nice. I have a nephew named Justice, and I always like that name. So can you tell me about your relationship with Ruth's Way? How does the organization help you, and what do you do?
It's helped me, like, grow and see, like, I can find myself. Like, she helps me, like, find the real me.
And what do you do to achieve that? Are there exercises, or do you talk or write? Curious if you can explain just a couple things that have been helpful to you.
Well, I mean, so I've been, like, in school. I have this anti-bullying thingy. So I made a presentation about anti-bullying.
Wow, that's great.
Tell them why.
Because, I mean, I've been bullied, and it's hurt me. And I want other kids to my age to know that it'll get better. Sometimes it'll get rough right now, but I mean, it'll get better. And I know how they feel, so I put it all in a presentation, and I want them to read it for them to see.
That's an amazing accomplishment. Did you write it to hand to others, or did you actually have to get up and speak to people?
Well, we have this thing at my school called Talk Tuesday. It's like bullying. So I read my presentation there, and I have a little talk thingy.
That's really fantastic. You know, if you would ever like to record that here so that we could play it on our Youth Express radio station, we would love to do that because you could help other people beyond your own school. We'd absolutely love to record it. What are some of the main points you covered in it? It's great to know you're not alone based on your sharing.
Some of the things that I wrote in it is like, well, there's some things about, like, it's like the base of, like, some of the things that have been happening, like the shootings in schools, why they're happening. I think it's happening because most of the cases are because they have been bullied.
Yet the people who have been bullied might start to feel a lack of hope.
Yeah, retaliate to extreme measures, like, yeah.
Yeah, and bullying really comes in many forms, doesn't it? I think a lot of people my age, I'm a little older than ISIS, start to, just a little, but they think of bullying as fist fights and pushing and shoving, but it's emotional, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel bad for them because sometimes they could contain, like suicide thoughts and certain things. And I feel bad for kids out there that have to suffer through that. They shouldn't have to suffer through that.
What a kind person you are to pursue that. Have you thought about what you might like to do after high school? I know it's early to ask you that.
I kind of want to be a homicide detective.
How come?
I don't know exactly. I just came. It's like I watch like Law and Order and stuff. So it's like I just want to do it.
So how are you doing in science?
Right now, I think I'm doing good.
What are you doing in school?
Right now, I mean, in school we're just learning about rocks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's usually earth science. Are you in eighth grade?
Seventh.
Yeah, it's usually earth science. But when you get to biology and chemistry, those are all those investigative things you're going to need to know. So do you also set goals with ISIS that you work on?
Yeah. One of my goals was like how I used to call myself. Like I used to say it, like I'm ugly and stuff like that. And she taught me this, like, I'm a beautiful young lady.
It's, you know, self-perception and liking the skin you're in is really important. And to be able to, there's people that are working on mastering that their whole lives. So what a blessing for you to be able to have support in doing that early on. Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
Okay, well, thank you for talking. And now we must, Charlay, you're up. We are going to move that microphone over to you. And let me say good morning to you and thank you for being here. It's Charlay, right? Do I have that right? And can you tell me how old you are and where you go to school?
I'm 15 years old, and I go to Penn Hills High School.
And what grade are you in now?
I'm in the 10th grade.
Well, it's nice to have you here. And would you like to say hello to anybody in your family or anybody that's here?
I would like to say hi to my mom.
I'm glad you did. And she's glad you did, too. Can you tell me a little bit about why you're involved with Ruth's Way and how Ruth's Way is helping you?
Well, when I first met Miss Icy's, I was in, like, a hard, rocky place, like, and I was just mad at everything. But when she started coming over to my house and doing my little goals and stuff like that, I started opening up more to people and stuff like that. And I feel as though ever since I met Miss Icy's, I've been doing better. And me and my mom's relationship have been better, too. Like, yeah.
That's, you know, what you're describing, it's a pretty big thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might think that's pretty small, but it's not at all. I mean, to get it sounds like your attitude has changed
yes.
towards life and towards your mom. That's huge. That's not like painting a wall. I mean, that's changing how you think and a little bit of your heart. Do you feel better about, you mentioned you felt in a rocky place. Do you feel like you're in a less rocky place now as a result of what you've been doing?
Yes. I feel like she's been a big help, like a really big help.
That's really good to hear. Now, have you thought about what you might like to do for a job someday?
I used to want to be a lawyer. I think I still want to do the lawyer, or I would be in the nursing field or something like that.
Well, how interesting. Tell me about do you know what kind of lawyer you would want to be? The kind, like who you would want to help as a lawyer?
I would like to be the one, like, you know how criminal cases and stuff like that.
To defend or prosecute?
Defend.
Because there are a lot of people that are wrongly charged, right? And so that might be a good role to be in. And a nurse, you must like to take care of people or like to make sure that people are well.
Mm-hmm. that's how I grew up. You know, my mom always took care of the sick people in our family, and I just grew up seeing her doing that. So,
how nice. She must admire you a lot, and it sounds like you admire her for what she does.
Yeah.
Isis, what wonderful people you have brought here to talk today. And before we close to talk a little bit more about the program, let me just come back to Jasmine, Amisha, Brianna, and Charlay. Did anybody want to say something that they meant to say that you didn't get a chance to say? Y'all did. Y'all got it all in. I always like to ask just to be sure. I'm going to ask, is it Brianna or
Brianna?
What is it?
Brianna.
Oh, I got it right. I shouldn't have asked, because I usually say Brianna regardless, because my mom had an accent that was kind of Boston, so words would come out like that. But I'm glad I got it right, because I know some Briannas that don't like it when I say Brianna. Isis, congratulations. How can folks find out more? Do you have the capacity to work with more girls, or do you need people to help you in your mentoring?
Well, we do have the capacity, but we're always looking for volunteers. If people want to know more about the program, they can either go to our website, which is www.ruthsway.org, or they can call me directly, and my cell phone number is 412-427-2472.
Again, your number again?
412-427-2472.
Congratulations, and
thanks
to all of you. It was really a pleasure to listen to your experiences. You all seem to be on this positive and confident trajectory that's just going to be incredible to continue to watch. And Brianna, I would love to, you know, if you want to record your bullying piece, we could work on that and try to get it beyond Penn Hills, too. Thanks so much. You can get more information on Ruth's Way at ruthsway.org.